Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a 99 model. You've noticed, folks, all these people today have all been 98, 90, 99 models. That's right. We're revving up for our big week, our big anniversary week next week, where we'll be bringing almost everyone is a 98 model. And in fact, there'll be one 97 model. Who'll be joining us on Monday. Karen Kerrigan will be here. She's a 97 model, and Ivan is a 99 model. He's been joining us now for all these years to in fact I believe pretty close to I guess a few years after he created BNI, Business Network International. He's the chairman, the founder of that organization. He's the galactic guru of networking, the author of so many books on the topic that he has his own wing in most libraries. He's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
You're too funny, Jim. Thanks, I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. I've been at my international conference for BNI, and it's like going to a United Nations meeting. There are flags from all over the world.
I know.
Languages.
Boy, I'd love to go to that one of these days. I keep thinking I'm going to get invited one of these days, but no.
Hey, you've been invited to one of our conferences. You spoke, and you did a great job.
Hey, Ivan, one of the things that I have observed about you over the years, something that one of the many things I've admired about you, is that you've lived your life and you do your work, and you, when you talk about helping people and lifting people up in your work, you don't just do that in the marketplace. You expand that to the charitable world, the charitable landscape, and you start a foundation, and giving back has been a big part of your business model, hasn't it?
Yes, I believe that as a successful business owner, I have an obligation. I don't like telling people what they should do. You have an obligation to put enough. I think that as a successful business person, I have an obligation to put back into the communities that I draw from. And so, you know, once I started to achieve some modicum of success, I started to do that. And I did it in an interesting way. I actually created a foundation, but a small foundation, and a lot of people think that you have to be a really big company to create a foundation, and you don't. In most countries around the world, and certainly throughout the United States, there are what are called community foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Community foundation. And a community foundation is sort of the poor man's foundation. You can start your own charitable foundation by just going to a community foundation and creating a fund. So you are literally a fund under a big 501c3.
You're a contributor to that, right?
Yeah, and then you have the ability to make donations to any charitable organization you want from your fund. Mm-hmm. And I started with a pretty big community foundation that's based out of California called the California Community Foundation. Back then, you only had to have $10,000 to have your own fund. So I created the BNI Foundation, and then later the Meisner Family Foundation, with really a small amount of money. Over the years, it's now big enough to be its own foundation. Hmm. But I started very, very simply. And I say this because anyone can do this that has any small
Does the foundation have to be in their state?
It does not. No.
So I could go to the California Community Foundation and start mine up there. Start my
fund. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I recommend it.
So you can go across the anywhere to find one, and then you become, you glom on to their legal structure, their infrastructure, so to speak. But the money, what you do with the money is not, they're not involved in that, are they?
Well, They are, to the extent that you have to give it to, you have to make donations to another charitable organization. You can't give it to Uncle Albert.
Right. No. But I mean, you get to decide which one of those you give to, though, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I've never been told no.
And does it matter? And is it matter which charitable organization? Do they have a list and you have to give to that list, or can you find your own?
Any charitable organization you want, and government, like school, you can do a public school,
like or you can adopt a local school or something.
You can, and it can be any, even religious organizations to social organizations. Any.
How much does it cost to set up that fund?
Well, today with the California, it's different with different community foundations. Today with California, it's $25,000, but $25,000 then goes into your account, so there's no setup fees.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to quick break. Take right back with our good friend Ivan Meister. We're going to talk some more about giving back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.